بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. Gaza is taking its last breaths. All Pakistan's armed forces, choose now. Will you remain silent and earn hell, or will you rise up in jihad and attain paradise? Since 2nd of March 2025, the Jewish entity has blocked the supply of food to the believing men, women, and children of Gaza. More than 1 million children go to sleep hungry every night. So far, at least 50 children have died of starvation and returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gaza is in its death throes, taking its last breaths. The Muslims of Gaza and the West Bank are enduring all of this because they refuse to give up on the first Qibla of Muslims, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and its blessed precincts. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is the third of the three sacred masjids for the Ummah, and it is the destination of Isra. It is the land of the Prophets alayhum as-salam. It was liberated by Umar radiallahu anh, reclaimed by Salahuddin and protected by the Khilafah. However, the political and military leadership of Muslims have sold the blessed land of Palestine in exchange for their thrones of humiliation. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa is calling out to the armies of Muslims, and it is about to seal our fate, and even more so, that of the armies of Muslims in the Akhirah. The armies of Muslims must remove by force the greatest obstacle on the path of jihad, the treacherous rulers of Muslims, proclaim the establishment of the Khilafah, and thus earn their place in Jannah. If they do not mobilize, they seal their own destination in Jahannam. O Pakistan's armed forces, every argument has been exhausted, every red line has been crossed. Your political and military leadership are traitors. The one who makes the excuse, quote-unquote, Palestine is too far, should answer, how far is Kashmir for these rulers and military leadership, which has abandoned Kashmir to Trump's Hindu general Narendra Modi? The Ummah will rally behind the army that moves for the liberation, Tahrir, of Palestine. The Ummah will offer its strength, souls, wealth, progeny, and all its resources in support of the army that purifies the first Qibla from the filth of the Jewish entity. From Indonesia to Morocco, the aged rulers of Muslims from within the Arabs and non-Arabs alike are trembling with fear at the anger and resentment of the Ummah. O armies, mobilize! Put your tawakkul, reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and unify your strength with the strength of your ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down angels for your support, just as He subhanahu wa ta'ala did at Badr. Rain fire and fury upon the Jews who have dishonored your mothers, sisters and daughters, who have burned your brothers and children alive, and who have committed mass genocide against Muslims of Palestine. O armed forces of Pakistan, advance now! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى.
It was not you who killed them, but it was Allah who did so. Nor was it you who threw, but it was Allah who did so. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 17. The drums of war have been sounded and the flames of war are reaching the skies. The fearer of Washington, Trump, and his Jewish general Netanyahu are challenging you. So fulfill your Sharia obligation, rise up and take action. O Islamic Ummah, Hizb ut-Tahrir, under the leadership of its Emir, Sheikh Atta bin Khalil Abu al-Rashta, is leading a global movement across the lands of Muslims, including Turkey, Jordan, Egypt, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Tunisia, Sudan, Algeria, Malaysia, Syria, Pakistan, and other Muslim countries to mobilize the army of Muslims for the establishment of the Khilafah and the liberation of Palestine. For decades, the brave youth of Hizb ut-Tahrir have been holding the fascist and oppressive rulers of Muslims accountable before your eyes, advising them to govern and rule according to the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So join hands with Hizb ut-Tahrir. Urge your sons and brothers within Pakistan's armed forces to rise up for jihad against the Jews. Convince them to grant Hizb ut-Tahrir the material support, Nusra, for the establishment of the Khilafah, so that under the leadership of the Lion of the Ummah, the esteemed alim, global politician and Islamic economic thinker, Sheikh Atta bin Khalil Abu al-Rashta, the Khilafah Rashida Caliphate on the method of prophethood is established. The Khilafah will unify the armies of Muslims and will liberate Gaza, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and Kashmir through jihad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. Surah Al-Anfal, verse 24. Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.